Shalom, everybody. The Torah in this week's parsha tells us that right before Yaakov and Esav meet up, there is a fight, a struggle between Yaakov and a certain man. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chafei, Vaye Avek Ish Imo. The Torah calls him an Ish, a man, a person. But Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us, based on the Medrash, that this Ish was no ordinary man, but was actually the Sarrow Shel Esav, some sort of natural or supernatural emissary of Esav himself. And even in the pshat of the next few psukim, we see that this is no ordinary assault. This is no ordinary wrestling match. We see clearly that this struggle takes on powerful, even historic proportions. Chazal and the Mefarshim see this as part of the eternal struggle between Yaakov and Esav and between their descendants. And when we look at it in that light, every word in this wrestling match takes on very formidable dimensions. And in that vein, we can take a look at the very beginning of the struggle. Again, Vaye Avek Ish Imo. What does Vaye Avek mean? Rashi and other Mefarshim tell us that the word Vaye Avek has two meanings. The first meaning of Vaye Avek comes from the word Avak, which means dust. When two people fight, they scuffle on the ground, and when that happens, we get Vaye Avek. We see dirt and dust fly around. That's one meaning of Vaye Avek. They cause dirt and dust to be unearthed and to be flown around. The second meaning of Vaye Avek that these Mefarshim, that Rashi and other Mefarshim present, comes not from Avak, but from Chibuk, meaning hugging or clinging to each other. When two people fight, they can box or they can hit each other from a distance, but that is not what is happening here. Here we have, between Yaakov and this Ish, we have Vaye Avek Ish Imo. They were wrestling, they were gripping each other, hugging each other, so to speak. And the Ksav Sofer, Rev Avram ben Shmuel Sofer, who died in 1871, the Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer, says in Ksav Sofer ala Torah that based on these two explanations of Vaye Avek, the Ksav Sofer says that these two explanations really describe the two ways that the Esavs of the world fight the Yaakovs of the world, in other words, Bnei Yisrael. One strategy that the Esavs of the world and in history utilize to try to bring the downfall of Bnei Yisrael is by slinging dirt on us. In other words, that's the first meaning of Vaye Avek, coming from the word Avak. They try and throw dirt on us. And we've seen that in history, unfortunately. We've seen pogroms, and we've seen crusades, and we've seen torture, chas v'shalom. They try and throw us down and stir dirt on us. This, says the Ksav Sofer, doesn't usually work. Bnei Yisrael sticks together and fights enemies that try these tactics. Bnei Yisrael davened, just like Yaakov davened in the beginning of this parsha. Hatzilenina, says Yaakov. However, says the Ksav Sofer, there is, unfortunately, another tactic which the Esavs of the world use, which is far more effective. It's the kind of threat that Yaakov davened against. He didn't just say, Hatzileni na miyad Esav. He said, Hatzileni na miyad achi. Save me from my brother. And this corresponds to the second definition of Vaye Avek Ishimo. It's like when they try to act like brothers, when they cling to us. They hug us. Vaye Avek, not from the word Avak, but from Chibuk. They tell us, we're your brothers. We love you. Join us. When they come against Bnei Yisrael, not with a fist, but with a handshake. And this second tactic, says the Ksav Sofer, is, unfortunately, far more effective. Perhaps one can suggest, the Ksav Sofer doesn't say this, but perhaps one can suggest, building upon what the Ksav Sofer said, that this is the meaning of the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph, which brings two opinions as to what this adversary looked like to Yaakov. One opinion says that this adversary appeared like a Gentile to Yaakov, kegoy nidmel liyakov. And one opinion in that Gemara says, ketalmid chacham nidmelo. And perhaps that's what the Ksav Sofer says. Sometimes the Esavs in the world present themselves clearly, very different from us, separate from us, kegoy nidmel liyakov. But sometimes they appear as one of us, Kitamun Chacham Nidmelo, as someone to look up to cling to learn from. Our history has shown that it is this, that is against the latter tactic that we must be extremely, extremely vigilant about. Have an amazing day, everyone!